This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 381 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're talking about boundaries in business, how to protect your time and energy while growing your business with Selena Johnson. I am so excited to be able to share this interview with you because it is at the perfect timing where we have been talking about time batching and task batching. You're going to hear her talk about delegation and the importance of really setting up boundaries in your business. And this is something that I emphasize in all of my programs. When I am working within a mastermind, a small group of six women, one of the questions I ask them every single time we have a call is, did you hit your goals for last week? And what did you do for yourself? That is part of setting a boundary for yourself, making sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you can also take care of your business and your families. So you're going to hear us talk a lot about that in this episode. You also want to make sure that you know that you can still join as a podcast listener, the Insiders Group for 20 off a month for the lifetime of your membership. We're not just taking 20 off this time. We're doing it for the lifetime of your membership. So instead of paying $49 a month, you're getting everything for $29 a month. You're getting three strategy trainings where you're going to hop on Zoom and be able to have a specific strategy taught to you and then ask questions about it and how to implement it within your business. Plus, you are getting a monthly group coaching call with me so you can ask all the specifics about your business. If you haven't already joined and taken advantage of that, do so now. You are going to hear Melanie talk a little bit about that later in this episode. That is what she's talking about when she jumps in and says about all the differences that it has made in her business. The Insiders Group is where you need to be. All right, you guys, let's dive into this episode. Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm doing amazingly well. Thank you.
I am so excited to have you on the podcast. Before we jump into this episode on how to protect your time and energy while growing your business based on creating boundaries, will you introduce yourself and your business to my audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So my name's Selena Johnson, and I'm the founder of Selena & Co. I specialize in helping CEOs to reclaim their time and energy by building an efficient team that doesn't rely on you 24/7. So we focus on operations, time management, and hiring and delegating. I'm all about living an enriched life full of more joy and more fun without the headache.
I love that. And I think that so many of my listeners are trying to figure out when is the right time to hire, to delegate. And I love that you talked about that time management piece. So let's kind of jump right in. Why should we set boundaries in business?
Yeah, it's so key because I wish I set those boundaries early on in my business. I think I kind of learned from all those stumbling blocks and then later on in life started to build those boundaries in from lessons learned. So I think that setting boundaries in businesses is so crucial. It allows you to protect your time, your energy, but also your mental well-being. Because I've been a people pleaser where I've been open to say yes to everything, and that hasn't helped me at all. I've always seen business owners come to me saying, oh, I haven't got any time, how can you help me? And often I've done it from a state of, yes, I can help you, but I'm actually over capacity. So it's really key firsthand to address, do you have the time capacity to actually work with these people? And also boundaries in terms of, is it your ideal audience? Is this your ideal client that you want to work with? Because often we can say yes to things, but it doesn't actually light us up. It's not something that brings us joy. And you don't want to get out of bed and just work with anyone. You want to do stuff that, when you have your own business, stuff that lights you up and that you enjoy doing. So having those clear boundaries, I've seen the challenges and like that a business owner's face by not having those in place. And that can result in overwhelm, stress, and burnout, and really regretting what they've actually said yes to. And a survey by Gallup found that employees who agree to who want a good work-life balance actually have a 21% more engaged lifestyle in the workplace. So they're 24% more likely to feel loyal in their organisation, which then boosts the productivity. So it's clearly connected that with having boundaries in your workplace, it increases the productivity and that work-life balance.
Yes, I cannot agree more. I think that people pleaser, there were a lot of my listeners probably shaking their heads going, yep, that's me. Totally do that. Anytime I get asked to do something, I want to just make sure that they're happy and I'm going to do it. And I think for those that are listening, this is a really good place to think about setting boundaries when it comes to getting involved in bundles or getting involved with a summit and doing giveaways. Is it your ideal audience that you are pairing up with those other people for? So I love that you brought that piece up. But Selena, what are some business boundaries that we should set for ourselves as business owners? Are there specifics that we absolutely need to make sure that we set?
Yeah, absolutely. There's three. And the one that I want to talk about first is the one that I wish I did at the beginning, which is defining communication boundaries, such as like email turnaround time responses, calls, text messages. I fell into that WhatsApp because, you know, with WhatsApp before recently, everyone can see when you've read a message and they expect you to reply back within seconds. But maybe you don't have the time capacity, the headspace to respond right then. Because if you're a business owner, it doesn't necessarily mean you're tied to your desk 24/7. Therefore, you must answer the messages as soon as you receive them. The way that I run my business now is that I'm able to be more open to take Fridays off, or I may finish at lunchtime and go shopping or just have downtime. So I'm not working the standard business hours. So having those clear communication barriers are adamant to a business owner to say in your email response, we will reply back within 2 to 4 business days. Or if you're a client, one of the team members will hop on this email and reply to you within 24 hours. Having that clear communication, do you want to be called? Do you want to be sent text messages? How do you want to have that communication with your clients? So that's the number one key first. And I can tap into others if you wanted me to.
I actually want to jump in because I can say that that was huge for me. And what I actually found is that once I would express within 24 hours, we will get back to you, whether it's email, whether it's answering something in a Facebook group, they didn't expect me to answer immediately. They were like, oh, of course. And I think it's us, again, people pleasers, putting that expectation on ourselves that we have to answer immediately because that's the way we would want to be served. But in reality, people understand that we're in different time zones. We have different things going on in our lives. If they send something at 5 o'clock on a Friday and you're already traveling for a volleyball tournament, you're not going to be able to be that accessible. So I love that you brought this up. What are the other two? I'm dying to know what you would say.
Yeah, the second one would be having clear working hours. So are you working 9 to 5? If you're maybe a mum with young kids, you maybe can't work until the evening. So I think it's been set and clear. Say, I've got young kids. I'm unable to have phone calls with you during these hours, but I can do it at these hours. Or if you text me at this time, I'm unable to respond. So being honest and open, it's really important to have that transparency there. And then the third one is setting limits on the number of clients and projects. So you're not overcommitting. We spoke about that because it's really important. It's all about quality, not quantity. And yes, it's good to receive the money, but at the cost of your reputation. So I think it's quite key to be able to really identify what projects really light you up and focus on those aligned projects. And the ones that are not quite the right fit for you, say no to those. And it is difficult at the beginning to say no because you feel like you're letting someone down. But there is that I've seen has served me really well.
I'm so glad you brought up quality over quantity because I think for a lot of us, we assume with social media that we have to feed the beast. Everybody talks about consistency. You've got to be on there every single day. Well, what ends up happening because we're chasing that quantity actually rather than quality is that we put up a bunch of crap that doesn't actually go anywhere or get us anywhere. So this also applies to the amount of time and energy that you're putting into your content creation as far as for social media. Think quality. You want to make sure that you're on putting up the quality content that's going to attract that ideal audience. And you want to be on a platform that your ideal audience is actually on. You don't need to be everywhere. So I think that I love the way that we're applying the boundaries to multiple different places within a business. So Selena, what happens when we don't set boundaries in business?
Yeah, a key example would that be my mum. My mum doesn't quite understand what I do. I work from home. She doesn't quite get it. So she tends to call me, you know, in the afternoon after lunchtime. And I keep saying to her, mum, if it's not an emergency, please can you call me outside of my hours? Just because I'm so focused with what I'm doing, every distraction takes me 15 minutes to refocus. And if I'm working on a lot of challenges in the business and I know that I've got a limited time that I need to get things done, those constant interruptions and distractions really make it difficult for me to prioritize the tasks I'm working on. That then decreases my productivity levels. It then increases my stress levels because I'm looking at, oh my God, I've got to go and pick up the kids. I've got to do a phone call. How am I going to fit this in? And this also correlates with business owners who have teams, where there's often team members who rely on the business owner a lot for information, where they expect them to be handheld a lot and are not so independent. So that's where it's key when you're using effective delegation skills to make sure that your team from the beginning understand their roles and responsibilities so that they can then set themselves up for success without being reliant on you.
Yes, I'm a former inner city school district teacher. And we would always say, you have to ask a friend before you can come ask me as the teacher, because otherwise there was a line of 25 kids standing at your desk trying to ask you the same question that everyone else was asking. But it makes it that much easier so that you're not task switching. I think this works too for those that have young ones at home or might be homeschooling or have school aged kids that are in and out of the house over the summer. You have to also put those boundaries in place with them as far as, these are my work hours. You can't come in. We have this conversation every single summer with my 10 and now 14-year-old, that these are my work hours. This is when you can't come in. You have to be able to figure it out at this point. And I think just emphasizing that with whoever it is in your life, communicating that these are your business hours, it's so important.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
What are the benefits of setting those boundaries within your business?
Yeah, the quickest way to say it is it goes from chaos to calm. It's like spaghetti junction when boundaries are not in place. And sometimes when you're in it, you don't realize. But when you've got boundaries not set at home, and the boundaries not set in with your team, with your systems, with your operations, with your client delivery, it's all stacks up and it causes a complete chaos. And we don't want that for you. So the benefits of that I've seen for myself is when I had the agency at one point, I had 2 employees and 18 freelancers. So I had a lot of people reporting into me. So I had to set those clear boundaries. And from doing that, I then got my time back. I got about 20 plus hours back to be able to have that free, clear headspace to actually think and to be able to work on the high value tasks that are actually going to grow my business. So I was able to take away from myself creating blogs, typing up blogs. I was able to take away from myself creating graphics in social media. This stuff is very important to do, but it's not the best use of my time. And then I was able to focus that time on getting new clients through the door, networking, looking at new strategies, looking at new services, focusing on the marketing area, which I couldn't do before because there just wasn't enough hours in the day. It just helped give me that clear head of focus of what I needed to do. And that was just created greater impact in the business from doing that.
And it's once you have those systems in place, you'll notice that you're not as stressed. It doesn't take as long to do something that it used to because you're not task switching and getting distracted, whether you're writing the content or you're doing a video. If you're jumping from window to window, that is part of it. And you just got to have a system in place so that you can respect those boundaries for yourself. So, how do we go about setting those business boundaries for ourselves?
I think first of all, it starts with the self-awareness, having a clear understanding for yourself of what your priorities are and what those limits look like. I think that's quite key because if you don't have that understanding, it's hard for you then to move forwards and know what steps to take. What are those non-negotiables? So for me, my non-negotiable is I need to stop at 3 p.m. unless it's something like podcasting or there's something key that would be something that's outside of the ordinary. But setting those dedicated work hours, those communication preferences, like when are you going to set time for self-care and that personal time? So I like to color coordinate my diary and I like to have some times in the diary. So I have purple times allocated throughout the week. And it could be 10 minutes just sitting at the window, looking out the window, just having a rest. It could be having a massage or going for a walk or reading a book. But those are those purple moments that I need to help me just to be able to switch off and relax. So those are my non-negotiables, and they're part of those boundaries that I need to have in place. And then there's like tools that we could be utilizing, like time blocking, delegating to family, friends, team members. That effective communication piece as well is important to establish those boundaries so that you're respecting yourself, but others are respecting your boundaries as well.
So good. Yes. I feel like as you're speaking, I'm realizing that the things that you're naming off, I implemented and it was that stress just kind of went away. It helped. It made it seem like I'm working less hours because of it, because I'm not all over the place and actually taking care of myself so that I can take care of my business as well as my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like when I made the transition from living in the city to moving to the country, you don't know what it feels like to live in the city until you come out of it and you go back in, you're like, oh my gosh. So it's almost that stage where you need to take yourself out of your business, even for like half a day, an hour, and then go back into it to see what that actually feeling is like, and then write down those boundaries and try and start with one and start implementing those throughout your week.
Excellent. So now you have a delegation IQ quiz. What can we expect to learn from that?
So the dele what's your delegation IQ? It's going to help you to establish boundaries within your team. It's going to help to increase the productivity within your workspace, but also your team, and then create a healthier work-life rhythm whilst building a team.
And we are going to link to that actually in the show notes. You all that are listening know that you can always send me a DM on Instagram at Jenny underscore Mellers, and I will send you a direct link right into your DMs so that you can grab that. Or you could go into the app and be able to just go to the show notes and it will be right there for you. Selena, I appreciate you so much. Where's the best place to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm usually hanging out on Instagram. I am Selena Johnson, or you can go and have a nose at my website, selenajohnson.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and share your knowledge with my audience. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, you guys. If you could not see yourselves making the mistakes that Selena talked about, you haven't been in business long enough. Because I can tell you over the past decade that I have been in business, I have seen myself make all of these mistakes when it comes to setting boundaries. We as people pleasers have a tendency of breaking them all the time. But it is so essential to the growth and scaling of your business to make sure you have these set up. So if you haven't already gone and taken the delegation IQ quiz that Selena references, you've got to make sure that you go and do that. You really want to have a better understanding of what it is that you need to start thinking about handing off. We cannot continue to try to be solopreneurs. Yes, you can do that in the beginning, but as you start to grow enough income coming in, you have to start to delegate if you're going to want to continue to grow your business. I appreciate you all so much for listening in. If you haven't already joined Insiders, definitely make sure that you take advantage of the podcast listener price. You get $20 off a month for the lifetime of your membership. That is what Melanie was talking about in the middle of this episode. She was talking about the success she has seen in the Insiders group from it. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.